Welcome to the NewsHour. Search and rescue efforts are underway in Baltimore after a major commuter bridge collapsed there overnight. Officials say six people remain unaccounted for.
In the middle of the night, a container ship slowly trying to exit Baltimore's outer harbor rams into a support beam of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And all at once, the towering 1.6-mile-long structure plummets into the river below.
Never would you think that you would see, physically see, the Key Bridge tumble down like that. It looked like something out of an action movie.
That's where the Key Bridge used to be.
By sunrise, the scope of the disaster came into full view. The on-ramp severed, the cargo ship buried beneath the bridge's mangled truss. Investigators are still seeking answers to what happened. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
I know this has been a long night. We started coordinating immediately after the Key Bridge collapse. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
A few minutes before impact, the ship's lights went out. Operators put out a mayday that the vessel had lost power, giving police time to divert traffic from the bridge before the collision.
Many of the vehicles were stopped before they got onto the bridge, which saved lives in a very, very heroic way.
Still, sonars detected several cars in the water, and authorities say a crew had been repairing potholes on the bridge when it collapsed. Maryland's Secretary of Transportation said a massive search and rescue is underway.
We're basically searching for everyone that was potentially on the bridge. As you can imagine, it's the middle of the night, you know, what type of traffic was there, how many workers were there.
President Biden said today that he intends to have the federal government pay to rebuild the bridge.
This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way.
The Key Bridge was one of three interstate crossings of the Patapsco River, which is a tributary of the Chesapeake. The remaining two are both lower clearance tunnels. The wreck has already snarled commuter traffic, as well as shipping traffic in and out of Baltimore. But experts say other harbors along the East Coast can handle the pressure.
Baltimore is not one of the bigger container ports in the region.
Emily Stausbol is an analyst at Zanetta, an international shipping analytics platform.
The ports of New York, New Jersey, and Virginia are much bigger and also have at the moment have capacity to be able to manage diverted volumes from Baltimore. If you combine those three ports in 2023, about 10% of containers were handled in Baltimore.
For now, the harbor is dotted with remnants of a bridge used by 30,000 drivers daily, with no timeline on when it will be operational again.